It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist, and I want to thank all of you for joining us today. Hopefully, most of you are safe and warm, but I know us Minnesotans won't back down from winter storm, especially when it comes to getting Christmas shopping done.
Yes.
Hopefully, everybody's safe. If you're in the car, just pay attention to the road. And if you're used to hearing Dar's voice, Dar Kvist, she is taking the day off from the radio. Much deserved. She's been working really hard and hasn't had a day off from the radio show in a while. So if you're listening, Dar, we hope you have a wonderful day and able to relax a little bit, although I know that doesn't always come naturally.
No.
And I just have to say hello to my friend Fidi from Honduras, who's with my children right now listening to the show. So hello, everyone. Hope you're enjoying the day.
Yes. And like you said, we do hope that Dar takes some time to herself and really relaxes and rejuvenates. She deserves that.
Definitely. And if you haven't guessed who that other voice is, that would be Cassie Wienis. She is my co-host today. And Cassie is a registered dietitian who teaches classes for us. And she also sees clients out at our Wyzetta office. So welcome, Cassie.
Thank you. It's great to be here. And it's great to see you again, Christina.
I know.
Ever since the family moved west and I don't work at St. Paul anymore, we just never get to see each other.
I know. It's
other.
Nice. So we haven't done a show for a while.
Yeah. So it's fun to be together again. And I need to give a shout out, too, just as Christina did, to my two biggest fans back home. I promised I would. So hi, Riley. Hi, Marissa. Eat a good lunch. Take a good nap for Daddy. And I'll be home before you know it. Well, we have a wonderful show today, but it's a little bit different than our usual format. Today, instead of focusing on just one aspect of your current health or looking at just one disease state, we're going to ask you to look down the road a bit at sort of the bigger picture.
Right. And, you know, as nutritionists practicing therapeutic nutrition, we know that adults are much more likely to change unhealthy habits when they understand what will happen to their health if they continue their current behavior. That knowledge is so powerful when we need to make changes.
It is. And over the next hour, we're going to talk about some of the more common unhealthy eating and lifestyle habits that you might currently be indulging in that can lead you down that road of disease and chronic illness. Now, that sounds kind of gloomy, but the upside is we're also going to share strategies to kick those unhealthy habits.
And because of that, we decided to name our show today, Take Charge of Your Health. And to start us off, I actually have some research to share that was reported in the Circulation Journal that is published by the American Heart Association. And this study shows that adults drinking more than one soft drink a day, sugar soda or diet soda, had a 48% higher risk of developing metabolic syndrome than those who did not drink soda. That is a big risk.
That, I just, wow, is yes. What comes into my head.
And so if you drink just one soda a day, that you are increasing your risk of metabolic syndrome by 48%. And some people might wonder, well, what is metabolic syndrome? Mm-hmm. Well, people who have what's called metabolic syndrome are at a much higher risk of being obese and a much higher risk of getting coronary heart disease and a much higher risk of having type 2 diabetes. So kind of the big health issues that people are struggling
face
with today.
In America, mm-hmm. Right.
And you don't feel good.
Yeah. So if you're doing too many of those sodas on any given day, and like Christina said, whether it's diet or the full octane stuff, both seem to be just as bad. If you're drinking soda daily, you might find yourself with type 2 diabetes in the not so distant future.
Right. So we really want to help give you some suggestions. And we don't want heart disease to be at the end of the road for you. So, and we want to give you some suggestions to replace that soda with a more nutritious drink. You know, and everybody's biochemistry is different. We're all different individuals. But the good news is that you are in the driver's seat. For some people, maybe they don't have heart problems, but it's going to be more blood sugar problems. But to understand that you have the ability to make these changes, and you don't have to go down that pathway just because everybody else in your family has.
Exactly. So let's talk about how the soda drinkers in the listening audience can really take charge of their health, as our topic or our show is titled today, and kick that soda habit. And believe me, I know how hard it can be to cut out the soda from my own personal experience. I was the Diet Pepsi queen before coming to work here at Nutritional Weight and Wellness. And I'll admit, it was not easy to quit. My skeptic mentality tells me that those manufacturers put a mix of chemicals in there that they know is addicting, because it was really hard.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it cold turkey. I couldn't. I started out by just cutting out one can a day. I did that for about a week. And then the next week I cut back by one more can until eventually I wasn't drinking any.
Yes, it is. It is not an easy thing. I always give people great encouragement when they tell me they've been able to kick the pop habit, because it's difficult. And I think sometimes people are told, oh, it's not a big deal, just stop drinking it.
Right.
But it's not that easy.
No.
And, you know, taking those small baby steps are what really works best for most everyone. There are some people out there who just stop.
Yeah.
And that's great.
Yeah.
But that doesn't always work for everybody.
I think the majority of people have to do it at a slower rate.
Yeah.
And what really helped for me, and maybe this will help some of the listeners too, was to find some good alternatives in addition to just plain old water that I could replace my Diet Pepsi with.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that really helped me transition was a brand of carbonated flavored water called Izzy's. Some of the listeners may have heard of it. Izzy's comes in all different fruit flavors. And if you look at the ingredients, it's just filtered carbonated water and fruit juice. You can get it in these cute little cans, so you're not really overdoing it on the sugar piece because they're small. And again, to find an alternative to help transition you can really be key.
Right. And sometimes maybe even a step down from that would be to take just a little bit of juice and then mix it with some mineral water, carbonated water. Even a quarter cup will go a long way.
Yep.
And or using something like tea. And there are a lot of great teas out there. We love Tea Source. They've been on our show before. And I like fruity teas. So you can get a lot of different ones that have a great flavor. And maybe it's still not quite sweet enough, so you can put something like stevia or a little bit of agave syrup in there, and then that will help sweeten it up. Some great ones are green mango, or their lemon solstice, and that can be bought decaf. Prairie Passion is great. I mean, they've just got, all you have to do is tell them what kind of flavors you like, and they can give you a lot of different ones.
Right, right. And if you're not close to Tea Source, which is located in St. Paul.
And St. Anthony Village.
Oh.
They've got two locations.
They've got two locations. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But the co-ops usually have some good sources too. So if you find a good, or a co-op near you, you can likely find some good teas.
Right. And there are some naturally flavored mineral waters out there. If you just always check the ingredients. You don't want ones with aspartame or sucralose or a lot of sugar, but some are just naturally flavored. Or take some plain and put some of your own fruit in it, like some frozen blueberries or slices of lemons and limes, ways like that. And it's amazing how that can make a difference.
Yep, yep. And I have to say that when I was drinking a lot of Diet Pepsi, I didn't like the taste of water. That was just blah to
That's
me.
That's a good point.
Once I kicked the habit, honestly, now I crave the water.
Mm-hmm.
And just to give the listeners encouragement too, and everybody's different, but it took me at least a good month before I had totally kicked that habit. And like I said, I do crave water now. You know, and for some people, it's a little bit easier than others. We were talking about how some people can do it cold turkey, some can't. I do want to share with listeners a supplement that we have at the office that can help if you feel like it's just seeming impossible for you to kick the habit on your own. Christina, do you want to talk about
that? Sure. And it's one that we hear a lot of success stories from with people.
Yes.
And we call it Crave Control. And actually, Dar formulated it, came up with the idea. And basically, it's a product that just gives your body what it needs to make your brain chemicals from amino acids, which you get from eating protein, which is one of the reasons why we tell people to eat protein throughout the day.
Animal
to help
protein.
With cravings.
Right.
But
right.
So it's totally just a natural amino acids, but it really does help to stop addictive patterns, if be it with pop or other things.
Yeah. Yeah. And both Christina and I have used it with clients for a wide range of issues, like Christina was saying, from soda cravings to alcoholism. But I know something I've heard Dar say time and again is that the most successful place where she has seen Crave Control work is with the diet soda addictions.
Yep.
It seems like the diet soda is even more addicting than the full sugar stuff.
It's that chemical, and it kind of tricks our brain, and it can really get us in a lot of trouble. And people take anywhere from 2 up to 9 a day. Now, it's very rare we see people take 9.
The 9
Crave
Control.
3 to 6 maybe is in the middle. And another thing I really want to point out, too, is that I have great results with people giving up those pop cravings when they keep their blood sugar balanced and have snacks instead of trying to, especially with the diet pop drinkers, often try and look for this calorie-free thing that can get them from one meal to the next when really their body needs some real food.
And
their cravings really start to go away when they can, you know, just eat some healthy, balanced snacks
and normalize their blood sugars. I agree.
Yep.
Okay, so what if soda isn't your vice? I bet for some of you, the unhealthy habit you need to change is eating too much sugar. And remember, sugar can disguise itself well. Too much sugar doesn't just mean too much candy or too many packets of sugar dumped into your coffee. Too much sugar could come in the form of processed carbohydrates, like bagels, or if you're one that has cold cereal every morning. Even too much fruit can lead to unhealthy levels of sugar in your blood.
Yeah, I've seen that where some people, it's like, well, it's all natural. But then, and especially to start that day off, start with just cups and cups of fruit and that's it. Well, that's turning into a lot of sugar, in a person's body.
Yep.
Some fruit is good. You know, obviously there's things from it. We have to be careful with the sugar. You know, or other foods like chips. You know, we always talk about it takes about 4 chips to turn into a teaspoon of sugar. And
who eats just 4?
Exactly. So those are a good thing just to keep out. Granola bars. I mean, if you read through the ingredients, look at how many grams of carbs and sugars are in those things, or even granola cereal. Some people think that's a better option, but there is a lot of sugar.
Even if you're buying the all natural, right?
Yes.
I mean, now Quaker came out with an all natural granola, which granted it doesn't have as many preservatives, but it's just as much sugar.
Yes. Yep. And look at the serving size, because a lot of times the serving size on granola is a half a cup, and that's still turning into many, many teaspoons of sugar, cereal bars, things like that. So, you know, if you're someone who eats these foods on a daily basis, is that if that's what you grab for meal replacements or just for snacks or before bed, which is the worst time because then you're storing all that sugar through the night and creating inflammation, you know, these are some things that really need to change. And we actually need to take a break. So we will talk more about the sugar stuff when we come back. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, and we're discussing the chronic illness and the diseases that might be in your future if you do not take charge of your health now and change your unhealthy eating or lifestyle habits. So stay tuned, because when we return, we're going to talk more about how you can work out some of these processed carbohydrates, sugars, and put some real ones in. And since the topic today is kind of broad, we really want to encourage you to call in with any health and nutrition question you might have. We're kind of opening it up to whatever you want to ask us today. So you can reach us here at the station at 651-641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cassie Wienis, registered and licensed dietitian. I see clients at our Wyzetta office, and I'm here today with Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist. Christina sees clients at both our St. Paul and our White Bear Lake offices. And in addition to seeing clients, both of us teach classes for nutritional weight and wellness. And on that note, I want to mention an upcoming class before we get back into our topic here today, an upcoming class that Nutritional Weight and Wellness is offering called Jumpstart Your Metabolism. It's being offered 4 different times during the month of January. This is a great class for anyone who's finding it harder to maintain a healthy weight or to lose weight than it once was. So if you're one of those people, you've tried several diets in the past but have always had trouble keeping that weight off, this is a class that could really help you. It teaches you how to eat real foods in balance to help you lose weight. And not only that, you're going to eliminate your cravings, and I guarantee your energy will increase as well. So again, this class is called Jumpstart Your Metabolism. It's being offered in Woodbury, White Bear Lake, and Hopkins next month. For more information, you can call our St. Paul office at 651-699-3438 or visit our website at www.weightandwellness.com. And weight and wellness is all one word. So I think, Christina, are we going to take callers?
Yeah, why don't we go ahead? We've got a few people calling in, so let's see.
Let's do line one. We have Barb. Hi, Barb. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, welcome.
I would consider myself a pretty healthy eater. I do weight resistance, and I just have to say my frustration area is my stomach. How can I make such healthy choices and still that is my troubled area, you know?
Sure.
There must be some piece of information I'm missing, or otherwise, sugar just sticks to me in ways that it doesn't stick to other people.
Right.
I'm so frustrated.
We get that question a lot.
And for a lot of people, that's usually the hardest place to lose weight. And unfortunately, our body makes that choice. We can't say, okay, burn it here first.
Yeah.
Usually they call that middle area the insulin meter because usually blood sugar plays the biggest role in how we store weight in our middle. And really, like 75% of Americans store carbohydrates a lot better than they burn them.
Yes.
So with people who are really trying to help their body kick in the fat burning, it's so important, especially for women, to get enough protein throughout the day. I think a lot of women have a hard time getting enough protein, like 4 to 6 times a day, really, like 3 to 4 ounces at meals, 1 to 2 ounces at snacks, and really focus mostly on vegetables, use rice and sweet potatoes maybe for your starchy carbohydrates. Getting healthy fats. Go ahead.
Can you give a few examples of, so protein 4 to 6 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give some examples of what would be something to store in my refrigerator or my pantry that would be excellent sources of protein?
Right. Yep. Some good ones would be hard-boiled eggs. If you like eggs, that would be a quick breakfast or a snack. That's a good animal protein. Cheese sticks, string cheese, if you want something quick that's an animal protein. If you buy a good deli meat, one that I like to do is to take deli meat for a snack and spread some organic cream cheese on there, roll it up, then you have a protein and a healthy fat. Does that help out at all? Those are some things that are typically in my refrigerator.
Yep.
Or we have a great chicken salad recipe. I'm not sure if that one's up on the web, but even if you have your own chicken salad recipe to, make up a big batch, have that in your fridge, and then if you have that with a piece of fruit, you have a good balanced snack. And I think in addition, I absolutely agree with Christina, we need to be eating more of that animal protein. But something I've been using as my tagline lately is you need to eat fat to get skinny. And by that, we mean the healthy fats. And I find that a lot of women are still shying away from the fat because they think it's going to make them fat. But you need that because it stabilizes your blood sugars. And like Christina said, belly fat, that's our insulin meter, that tells us you're probably running your blood sugars a little bit too high.
And fat does not cause insulin to be released. So, and that's how we store
fat
easy.
And I think I've heard this, and I need to practice it better, but when that food is available, easy to grab, like you said, the chicken salad, that makes it so much easier to be successful when you've prepared to have all those things available to yourself.
Yes.
Otherwise, I grab a vanilla wafer or a handful, and that accumulates into being trouble.
Yes.
Preparation, preparing ahead is key.
Yeah, I usually have people maybe pick 1 or 2 things a week that they'll just throw together and keep in the refrigerator, so you don't feel like, okay, every day I have to make something and have it there. Just pick 1 or 2 things a week.
Thank you so much for the encouragement.
Yes,
thanks for the call.
Okay.
More people, I think, right?
Let's take another one. Yeah.
I think Denise, is she on the line?
Line 2, is this Denise?
Hi.
Hi, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. What was your question?
Thanks. You know what, I've been listening for a long time, and I just wondered if you had a recommendation for a magazine that has your philosophy that I could kind of get recipes from and things like that.
Something Dar says a lot is that she doesn't know of anyone else out there teaching what we're teaching, and she's not saying that in a bragging way. She's surprised. But
that's what I find.
Yes, but I will say the closest I have seen, and Christina, I want you to weigh in on this, but the closest I've seen to our philosophy in a magazine is Lifetime magazine put out by Lifetime Fitness. And I don't know, being a member, I had always gotten their magazine. I don't know. I would assume you can subscribe to it.
I'm not sure. It's called Experience Life, I think.
I've found a lot of articles in there preaching what we're preaching. I don't know if I'd say 100%, but they do have recipes every edition. So what do you think of that recommendation?
Yeah, I think that's probably the closest one you're going to find.
Okay.
Otherwise, looking for different books, I think anything by Robert Crayon is good. He's actually going to be on our show at the end of January.
Okay.
Diana Schwartzbein would be another person. And, I think just different ways to find tips and increase your knowledge is great.
Well, I find even for myself, when I don't get to catch the radio show, if I can get it on CD or download it from the internet and listen, that it just helps remind me of all of these healthy principles too, that I'm also teaching and preaching. So if you can listen, you know, continue to listen to the radio show. I don't know if you've signed up for our free online e-newsletter by going to our website. That's another way to just continue to update yourself with some good information.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks
Great.
For the call.
Thank you.
Do we have time for another one, or do we need to take a break?
I think we're going to take a break now.
All right. And you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition on FM 107, and we are from Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition and life-changing nutrition classes. And that's exactly what we're talking about today, taking charge of your health and just how you can do that with making simple changes in the way you're eating throughout the day. So stay tuned, and we will revisit that topic when we get back.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cassie Wienis, registered dietitian, and I'm here with Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist. And today we're talking about how to take charge of your health and change some of those unhealthy eating habits and lifestyle habits that you might be engaging in. We've talked about some of the things that could lead you down that road to unbalanced blood sugars and potentially diabetes. And if any of you out there want more in-depth information specifically on the blood sugar topic, or maybe you have someone close to you, a spouse, a brother, a sister, that needs help in this area, we have a class coming up in January called Managing the Insulin Roller Coaster. And this is really a good one, whether you are diabetic or maybe you're just concerned about your blood sugars. It's going to go more in depth about what those high blood sugar levels can do to your health and how damaging they can be really from the inside out. And you'll learn nutritional strategies during this class that are based on cutting edge research that are clinically proven. And I think you'll really be surprised at how well you can feel if you just change some of those eating and lifestyle habits. So this, again, a great class being taught in January. For more information, you can call our St. Paul office at 651-699-3438. Or you can visit the website at weightandwellness.com.
All right. Looks like we've got more callers,
Should
right?
we go to callers right away again?
Why don't we go ahead and take somebody here?
Okay. How about Pat's been waiting for a while on line 5. Hi, Pat. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Yes. Last week, you did give the test for fish oil purity. I could not understand all the words. Is this something you could please repeat?
Sure.
The test for fish oil, pure fish oil.
Right. And we had Dr. Barry Sears on last week who gave the suggestion. And what he said is to open up a few, like maybe 4 to 5 of the soft gels that have the fish oil in it, stick it in a little container and put it in the freezer for like 5 hours. And you should be able to poke a toothpick into that fish oil. If you can't, then you've probably got a contaminated, poor quality fish oil.
So actually you're saying to break open the fish
yes.
oil, not to put it in the whole tablet.
Right, break open the tablet and squeeze it out.
And take the liquid and yep. freeze that.
Yep, and it shouldn't smell rancid. And, oh. and you know, if you want to, you can always go online and listen to the show again for anybody who wants. It was a great show. He was a great guest on our website, weightandwellness.com.
He is so informative,
yeah.
always.
So,
thank you so very, very much.
Thanks, you're
thank
welcome.
You.
And I think that's yes. so important because fish oil, it needs to be good. And I know they talked about it last week. But even what we're talking about, that's a great way to take charge of your health. Take a good quality omega-3 fatty acid every day, especially if you have heart disease and diabetes in your family.
Especially if you have heart disease
yeah.
and diabetes, right? But I always say that's one. There's just thousands of research studies backing omega-3s.
Mm-hmm.
I think it benefits anybody that wants to take it. But quality is key.
Yes.
Let's take one more call before
Sounds
we
good.
Jump back into the topic. And we have Nan, I think. Hi, Nan. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi.
What's your question today?
Well, I'm 46 years old, and I've just, over the last year, I've been struggling with increasing blood pressure. So, I've never had this trouble. And I've had an injury which has really significantly reduced my activity levels. So I'm guessing that lifestyle change is part of it, and I've also put on 13 pounds. And my doctor recommended the DASH diet as part of working on this. And so I'm wondering, in the DASH diet, which I haven't looked at yet, how I can, will it allow me to incorporate the protein, you know, get that protein in 6 times a day? Do you know about that diet?
I don't think it will. I have not looked at the DASH diet in a while, honestly.
Okay.
But if you, again, really insulin, which comes from sugar, is mm-hmm. going to stiffen up your blood vessels and make your blood pressure go up. Along in weight gain does cause blood pressure to go up some too, but that isn't necessarily always the only cause. There's people who are normal weight who have high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. So yeah, trying, you know, eating those balanced meals with some protein, some good carbs, really, you know, getting out those processed carbs and the healthy fat. You know, your heart does need healthy fats, and it can be from olive oil or avocados or a little bit of butter or nuts and olives. And trying
and
to
I
do
can
that.
Do all that. Yeah.
Yeah. You will be surprised.
Yeah.
And honestly, usually when people are really trying to work on their blood pressure, that's another time I will use the fish oil. And actually magnesium mm-hmm. is a mineral that relaxes your blood vessels and your heart
yes.
muscles, so your blood pressure can go down. So
okay.
those would be things to incorporate as well, alternatives to medications.
Yeah, yep. I'll consider your classes for January. Take
great.
A look at those.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you
Thanks
for the call.
Yeah.
And on that
right.
note of magnesium, I'm the same as you, Christina, that I always suggest omega-3s and magnesium if somebody's struggling with high blood pressure.
Yep.
Make sure it's a magnesium glycinate.
Right.
That's the most absorbable form.
Yep, and usually 400 to 600 milligrams of that is good for people.
Okay.
So we need a...
What, should we take another
yep,
call?
Yep, let's go ahead. Looks
let's
like we've
keep
got
going
somebody.
With callers. Everybody's staying in from the snow today.
Yeah.
Hi, Nancy. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Excuse me.
Yes.
And what was your question
What was
for
your
us
question,
today?
Nancy?
My question is, I take Carlson's cod liver oil every day. Is it necessary to use flax oil or any other fish oil with that?
It really depends on what your reasoning or what your reasoning is for taking that cod liver oil, or what were your symptoms that caused you to go towards that?
I don't know. Somebody just said it's very good and it's very healthy, so I'm on my second or third bottle of Carlson's cod liver oil,
yeah.
and I was just wondering if I should flax oil or anything else with it.
It wouldn't hurt you, but yeah. personally, at our house, we all, but my husband, I'm still working on him, we all take the cod liver oil
okay.
just because it's good for you, just kind of like yep. what you're saying. It has a lot of healthful benefits. It has
right.
the omega-3s in it. So you're just kind of putting more omega-3s
yeah.
on top of it
I
if
really,
you do flax
yeah.
and fish oil. So
I don't encourage flax oil, really, because your body really
either.
Has to work hard to convert it. So you're going to use that cod liver oil a lot better. Plus, it's got the A and D, and Carlson's is a great brand.
Well,
oh,
thank
good
you.
To
I
know
think
about the Carlson's.
Answered my question.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thanks for calling.
All right. Do we still have time to talk, or
nope,
we need
let's
to take
go
a, break?
To a break?
All right. That's what I figured.
Yeah.
And today you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, and maybe you're someone who is listening to solve some specific health issues going on. And at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, there are a lot of ways that we can really help you with that. You have definitely have a great opportunity to sit down with a number of very knowledgeable and helpful nutritionists, dietitians. We also have an RN in a one-on-one setting. And for a lot of people, that's so beneficial. Or other people might prefer a classroom setting, such as our 6 or 12 week weight and wellness series, or some of the one-time classes that Cassie's referred to. So definitely go to our website, www.weightandwellness.com, or even today, give us a call at 651-699-3438. That's our St. Paul office. And if you have more questions for us on the air today, 651-641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
Like she's right there in my ear, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cassie Wienis, registered dietitian. If you're just tuning in today, I'm here with Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist. And we're going to jump back into the topic just a little bit. If there are any callers on the line, stay hanging on. We'll get to you. But we wanted to talk a little bit about bad fats, trans fats, and other refined oils. And so, Christina, I'm going to hand it over to you for
right.
a minute.
And this is something that I think people still have a hard time wrapping their brain around. And got a piece of research. Just that research continues to show just how bad the trans fats are, and bad fats, but especially the trans fats are for our health. And there's a study that was published in the American Journal of Epidemiology, and scientists discovered that women who ate the most trans fats were twice as likely to develop breast cancer compared to those with a very low intake. And that's some powerful stuff, because
yes.
a lot of that's a growing issue. And
we're seeing more and more breast cancer.
Yeah, and it has a lot to do with what people are eating.
Mm-hmm. But not just addressing the women, let's look at both genders. The scientific evidence also strongly shows that eating trans fats raises our LDL cholesterol, or what is called our bad cholesterol. At the same time, those trans fats lower our HDL cholesterol, or our good cholesterol. So they kind of hit you from both ends. And lowering our good cholesterol and raising our bad cholesterol increases our risk of heart disease for both genders. So really, I mean, if you want quality of life, if you want to be around to see your kids get married and see your grandchildren grow up, please stop eating the trans fats. Of all the things you can put in your mouth, I feel anyway that that ingredient, the trans fats, are by far the most evil.
That's probably why people in Europe or the European government will not even allow it in their country. It's interesting how now more and more foods are not being allowed to go into Europe from America because the quality is so bad.
Yeah, we could go on with a list, but we won't get off on a tangent right now.
You know, and many experts here in the States even say that there is no safe level for trans fats and that eating the most minute amount is damaging to our health. And the thing is, it stays in our body for so long and just continues to damage.
And let's remind everybody where those trans fats are found. I think a lot of trans fats in this country anyway are eaten in the form of vegetable shortenings. So if you're baking with Crisco or if you're buying a lot of baked goods at the store, you're likely getting a lot of trans fats.
And other places, you know, a lot of people are getting trans fats from their crackers, their potato chips, boxed snack foods. And also, I mean, it was interesting. I saw a package of like guacamole seasoning and that was in there, hydrogenated oils or, you know, different mixes, anything that comes in a package, you need to look for it.
Yeah, anything that is processed in those middle aisles. Yeah, like we were saying, ice cream or cake mixes, things you wouldn't think would have trans fats in them. And if you're reading ingredient lists, you want to look for the words partially hydrogenated oils or hydrogenated oils, because you can't just look at the nutrition facts and look at trans fats. They can put zero on there and still have it in the food product. So you need to be a food detective and read ingredient lists. But there are other bad fats, too. So the other ones you want to avoid or cut back on are the refined oils, refined soybean oils, canola oils, cottonseed oils, really any refined vegetable oil is very damaging to your health as well.
Right. Now, some people might feel a little overwhelmed, but, you know, you got to, just like we were talking about the sugar, to take it step by step. And it's not as difficult as some people really want to think, you know. So, for example, instead of, you know, having those pre-made pastries, store-bought muffins or toaster strudels, Pop-Tarts, all that stuff for breakfast, either keep some hard-boiled eggs in your refrigerator or take a few minutes in the morning, scramble up a couple eggs. And even if you just have that with a piece of whole grain toast and some real peanut butter or butter, you're doing yourself a huge favor versus having all those other processed things.
And
or nothing at all.
or nothing at all. Guaranteed, you will feel better. Give it a couple days of trying a better breakfast and you'll for sure have more energy.
Definitely.
Should we take a call quick before we have to go to break again? Line one, we have Katie. Katie, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi. I had a question about fish oils. I've been taking them for fibromyalgia, and they've been helping a lot. But when I go to the store and buy vitamins, I don't know how much EPA or DHA I should be getting, or I don't really know the difference between them.
Sure. And also, one thing back, kind of quality, too. Make sure wherever you're purchasing them, it's from either like a natural food store, like a co-op or Whole Foods or a chiropractor or nutritionist or something like that. And for people who have something like fibromyalgia, it's a very inflammatory disorder. So you want some pretty high potency fish oils. Otherwise, you're going to want to take a ton of them. So like our basic one that we sell at our store has 300 milligrams of EPA and 200 milligrams of DHA. And I would say for someone like you, I'd have take anywhere from 3 to 6 a day. So that can and we have other ones that are even higher than that. So
you would have to, so you could take less. That's why, like Christina said, I think that's a good suggestion to find one that has more EPA than the average per pill, so you don't have to take so many.
Yep. And DHA, they're finding, has a lot of anti-inflammatory benefits now, too. And, you know, people, if you're close to any of our offices, you can feel free to stop in at any time, or we do mail things. Otherwise, somebody brought up the brand Carlson's. That's a good brand out there. Nordic Naturals would be two brands that you could look for out in the main stores.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
Thanks
you're welcome.
For the call. Great question.
So how are we doing? I think it looks like we might want to take another break, so we've got a little bit of time to wrap up at the end.
Let's take one more break here.
So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, and I'm Christina Swiger, Cassie Wienis. And again, if you have a quick question, we maybe could take one more caller at 651-641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
I found the love I've been looking for. It's a real love. It's a real love. Stand
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. You're here with Cassie and Christina, and today the topic is taking charge of your health. And I just want to say that if you don't get a chance to get your question answered online, do call our St. Paul office because we have people staff there that can help you out as well. That number is 651-699-3438.
And just before we left, we were talking about just getting out those bad fats, replacing it with good, healthy food. And this is going to do a lot for your overall health. And we just want to try and wrap up with a couple more suggestions of things that you can do.
Yes, because really, if you can get those bad fats out and work to balance your blood sugar, you're going to have better moods. And right now, more importantly, more energy to get all of that last minute Christmas shopping done, which Christina and I still have to do
today, too. And we gave a breakfast idea. You know, for lunch, rather than heading to the fast food drive-through, which is another source of a lot of bad fats, it doesn't take a whole lot of planning to pack yourself like a big green salad. Keep some greens washed. Wash them right away when you get home from the store.
Yes.
Throw in there whatever mixed vegetables you've got. Top it with some leftover meat from dinner and put some olive oil and balsamic vinegar over the whole thing. Maybe throw on some olives or nuts, and you've got a great tasting salad that's going to keep your blood sugar stable.
Right. And think about it. You're not just going to be improving your health. You're going to be saving yourself a nice chunk of change by not eating out.
Right. That adds up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And with today's economy, if the health reasons aren't enough for you to start packing your own lunch, I think the cost savings would hopefully motivate you together with that to really make some big changes.
Yes. And we want to mention, too, a couple of new recipes that we now have up on the website. With the holidays upon us, you know, you don't want to totally deprive yourself. You can still enjoy some of those fun foods and still stay healthy throughout the holiday season. So take a look at the website. Click on recipes. We have a cheesecake recipe on there called a no-sugar cheesecake. It uses bananas, or you could also use mangoes.
Right, and it tastes good.
Yes.
Or bananas and mangoes.
Yeah, I think one of the gals at the St. Paul office made it with both bananas and mangoes recently here, and I thought that was a really nice mix. So check out that recipe, and then there's also a pumpkin pie recipe that Christina has made and says is delicious.
Yeah, it does have some sugar in it. You can use some more unrefined sugars, but it's got a lot of cream to help balance it out, and it's just nice and fluffy. It tastes way better than the ones in the store.
Yes.
And the crust uses butter, egg yolk, flour, so there's no Crisco in the crust. Even if you're looking for a crust recipe for something else, check that out.
And another idea is to make it without a crust. I mean, the filling to me is the best part anyway.
Yes.
And if you can whip up some good organic cream and put a dollop of that on top.
Yep, I've made pumpkin custard before in just little Pyrex cups for a dessert. And it was great.
There's a good idea. I'm going to have to try that one.
Yep.
And then also, I taught a class last Saturday called Eat, Drink, and Stay Slim for the Holidays. I think it was one of our newer classes. Had a really nice group of people. It was a lot of fun. One of the recipes that Dar had included in that class material was called Cinnaberry Punch. So if you're hosting a holiday activity and you need a fun drink that isn't so high on the sugar, check that one out on the website, Cinnaberry Punch. It has half sparkling, no-calorie water in there. So you get some fizz, you get a little bit of fruit juice in there. Check out that recipe. It is a good one. And can I just mention something about that class? It was a lot of fun. Everybody in there was very interactive. We had a good time. And one of the gals that came up to me afterwards, real sweet lady who inquired about having us come in and teach a corporate class for her.
Sure.
Because she enjoyed that class so much. And she thought it would be good to educate all of her colleagues, too. And I just want to let listeners know that we love to come in and do corporate classes because we really get to get a far reach in that way. And more companies are wanting to do more of that preventative health type of thing. So if you want more information on that, you can call our St. Paul office. And also on our website, you can click on corporate classes and get a description of all of them that we offer.
Yeah, I just did one at Lindquist and Venom, I believe is the name of the law firm in downtown Minneapolis. And it was one on nutrition for memory and focus, which is a great thing. Maybe going into the new year after the hustle and bustle of the holiday, it would be a great thing to bring into your work setting to kind of get everybody refocused on healthy eating. And it really also addresses, I mean, it's really a great way to manage stress, which we have a whole nother class on nutrition for stress, stress busting nutrition, it's called. So, you know, today we've been talking about some tips that hopefully you guys really can implement into your life. Watching for those processed sugars, you know, eat good, healthy carbs, good vegetables, good fruits, sweet potatoes, wild rices, and really watch out for those bad fats and understanding how it really plays a role in your health and making that connection. Enjoy this next week. Have a great Christmas. And remember that food can be your problem or real food can be your solution. Have a great day.
Life, I love you. All is groovy.